Well, we brought in 40 mid-level African military officers and, let's say, security sector officers. So we have gendarme, police, and the army officers. And basically what we did was to bring them and discuss professionalism, ethics, leadership, defense economy, civil military relations, security studies in terms of how do we move from traditional military security to human security these days. That's the kind of thing we talk about. And, of course, we also discuss transnational issues, including terrorism.
Okay, issues that are both of interest to U.S. interests
and African countries.
On the African continent.
That's right.
And who are some of the people that attend this in terms of, like, the countries? What are some of the countries that are...
Well, we have continent-wide, the whole continent.
Everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited. Okay. Some of them who come, others who decline. But, I mean, besides those who are under sanction by the U.S., Everybody's invited to this course.
I see. And these are high-level, high-ranking military
officers?
Oh, yeah.
We have majors. Yes, we have majors and lieutenant colonels.
And how long does that the course
take? It's a four-week course.
And what are some of the specific courses they go through? Like, do you teach?
Well, we have several sessions. We have four modules, and we have close to 20 sessions, plenary sessions. So the way we do it, we have some plenary sessions where we bring some speakers to come and talk about some, themes, topics. And now when we leave the plenary, we go to a discussion group where they deepen, kind of for whatever they've heard during the plenaries. That's what we normally do. So you have an issue relating to transnational, like a threat, like, you have terrorism was a very prominent, issue. Of course, we have a democratic control of the security sector, for example, because
right.
That's one of the issues we are struggling with. How do we make sure the military understand he's supposed to stay in barracks?
Right.
Why the civilians are supposed to play by the rules?
Okay. You come from Africa.
Yes.
Mr. Honyepo.
Right.
You know the mentality that we have and the relationship between the people and the military. Let me ask you, what would you like to see in terms of, what type of relationship would you like to see between the military and civil society?
Well, I think it's like a two-way street, the way I look at it. We seem to be putting emphasis on the military staying in barracks, becoming professional. But what we do at the center is to make sure the civilians also are playing the partition. Politics is like a partition. If you really want a symphony, everybody needs to be playing the partition. If you don't have everybody playing their role, playing the partition, you end up with a cacophony, something that is not really nice to hear.
Okay.
So for the continent, we need to make sure both civilian and military understand they are in the same boat. They all need to play by the rule that they all agreed to set up.
Now, the problem here is that most of these militaries are taught to think that they serve the leadership and they don't serve the nation. How do you change that mentality?
Well, that's one of the, the key item we discuss in our professionalism course, meaning your loyalty is not to an individual, but rather to the state through the constitution. That's what we kind of emphasize on. That when you are military, a professional military doesn't have to take orders because so-and-so said so. You really need to think about what you are taking as orders. Make sure that is a legal order as opposed to an illegal one.
And an illegal order is one that is not based on the Constitution.
That's right. That is beyond the realm of what you can do as a soldier.
The other thing that comes to mind when we talk about the military in Africa is the issue of peacekeeping,
right.
The role of African militaries in peacekeeping. We know that whenever there is a conflict on a continental level, like what is going on in Libya right now,
right.
It's
right.
The West that sends the militaries to carry out peacekeeping missions. How are you changing that dynamic where African countries understand that they need to play a greater role in peacekeeping, local peacekeeping efforts?
Well, ideally, we should make sure we don't have any instances that require peacekeeping in the first place. Meaning, how do we make sure we have peace as opposed to some peace to be kept? So that's why at the center, what we do is to focus on resolving issues before they become a problem. So that will require some people to come and keep the peace. So that's what we do. But if we need to go in peacekeeping mission, there are some ways to do that. And there's some attitude, behavior to have. And that's what we teach them through this course, to make sure whenever they go in, they take into account certain things.
What are some of the encouraging trends you've seen in the evolution of African militaries?
Well, first of all, in terms of conflict, We have less conflict on the continent today than 10 years or 15, 20 years ago, for sure. And you have a lot of, not just the U.S., even other partners are involved in professionalization, making sure the military is supposed to, I mean, is doing what it's supposed to do as an institution, making sure the military understands it's part of the whole apparatus, the state apparatus also, and has a role to play within that process.
And of course, one of the stories that come to mind is the recent uprising in Egypt, where the military stood back and did not engage the protesters and let them.
Several of those who were part of the, I mean, those who were in, because we had a lot of Egyptians who went to our courses. That's some one thing we really focus on all the time. You got to be careful when there is a problem. You cannot take side. You can't be by the government. You got to be professional. Make sure you prevent civilians from doing certain things and don't allow the government also to, you know.
To use you.
Right.